RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live, always local.
So what do I do? Just take a nose hit?
Just take a good whiff of that.
It's my first. God almighty.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Stroud takes a knee, and it's over. The Houston Texans are back in the playoffs. They knock off the Chargers in L.A. 20-16. Third straight year in the postseason for the first time in franchise history. The Texans have won 8 games in a row.
You damn Skippy, Mark Vandermeer. Happy Monday. Happy, my bad. Let me roll that back. Happy victory.
Yo.
Reaction Monday. You are indeed in the loop here.
Be specific,
on Sports Radio 610.
Be specific.
Oh, man, what a time to be alive. There is so much to talk about on this victory reaction Monday, and we're happy that you were here to enjoy this with me. And sitting next to me in the stead of one, the OG John Lopez, it is Brandon K. Scott. B. Scott, what's happening, man?
Man, I'm feeling good. Glad to be in here with you on a reaction Monday. You know, normally I come in and join the show on a Friday, right? We kind of start the weekend off right with the vibes. To start the week off right with the vibes after the weekend that we've seen. Of course, on Saturday, the city of Houston hit a trifecta between, obviously, what we just mentioned, the Texans winning.
Yes.
Okay. U of H won against LSU in the Texas Bowl.
Yep.
And the Rockets took down the Cleveland Cavaliers as well. So they hit a trifecta on Saturday. We were able to kind of coast on Sunday and really just enjoy it all and kind of just watch as neutral observers.
Ooh, and we were this close to getting another win in a way.
We were. But just the relief of being able to watch all of the chips fall wherever they may, and to know that you took care of business the day before, and then on a reaction Monday, you would get to come in and kind of have your chest out a little bit and feel good about going to the playoffs. 3 straight seasons, all right? The literally has to be the best start to any Texans era, right? You know, the 3 straight seasons going to the playoffs. So there's a lot to break down, a lot to react to, a lot to probably critique and pick apart.
I'm going to try and do better about that.
But I also think, and we can do it, like we got 4 hours to do it, right, Rich? But we can also celebrate the fact that you're in this position and you kind of got the world at your feet at this point. Like, your future is in front of you. So I'm with it, man. Let's go.
Yes. Shout out to my guy, Colin Neal, on the ones and twos. Figgy Fig off this week as well. But we're still going to give you all the in-loop fun. Honestly, you are a large part of the in-loop fun. So get involved with the program. The various different ways that are available to you. First and foremost, there's the text line, 713 713- 5724610. Let us know your thoughts. How are you feeling on this victory reaction Monday with 8 wins in a row? You can do the same. Courtesy of the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers on the live stream.
We keep it 100.
I see you, Colin. There you go. On the ones and twos.
My guy.
There's the Twitch chat, Sports Radio. Or sorry, the YouTube page is Sports Radio 610. The Twitch chat is 610 Houston. Get involved there. We want to hear you as well. How did you take in this victory in which your Houston Texans went to SoFi Stadium for the second time this year and got a win this time around, this time against the Chargers? And it was a 20-16 victory. The score feels very much like the latter three quarters than the first quarter, where I was honestly in that moment, I was like, well, bleep me. Like, because I have been wondering and I have been pondering about what this offense is, what the high water mark is for it. And they were like, bleep you. Here comes some bombs that you are not familiar with. Here comes the explosive plays that I know CJ Stroud longs for, that he loves doing, the ones that I had taken out of my mind that were a part of this offense. I was like, okay, the deep plays aren't necessarily, they're going to death by a thousand cuts you. They're going to hit you with in breakers.
He said, don't put us in a box.
He said, let me get this go route. Let me get this skinny post.
Hey, dare I say it felt like vintage CJ Stroud? Like, y'all remember his rookie year? This felt like the way he wanted to attack. We remember that the last game of the season in 2023 when they hit Nico Collins to start the game, right? Like, this is something that I felt like CJ Stroud was trying to guard against, something that they've been even trying to reel in a little bit of, like, hey, take the easy money, take what's given to you instead of always wanting to make the big play. We criticize him for holding on to the ball for too long and taking unnecessary sacks. This is all a part of the same mentality, and it felt like this year they coached that out of him a little bit. It was like, be safe, death by a thousand cuts. Maybe he didn't have that in him no more, and he said, to hell with that. Don't put me in no box. I'll start this game the first third down we get. And what a drive, by the way. Like, the first three plays of the game, like, you get 5 yards on a run, couple more yards on a run, and it's third and short, and they say, hell with it. We just gonna bomb us one for 75 yards. Like, it was sublime. And like I said, I felt like vintage CJ Stroud, which is a weird thing to say about a guy that's only in his third
season. Right. But you know what's funny about that play, that first one is, or maybe not even just that one, both of the deep plays on that capped off your first two drives for the Houston Texans. This is a Chargers defense that prior to this game, I think, had only given up two plays of 20 plus yards, if the memory serves me correctly.
But the big thing was that they didn't give up big plays.
This is not what they do. Or maybe in the last 6 weeks, they had only given up two of those, something to that effect. The point being, as you mentioned, this is not the MO for that Chargers defense. You came out early and you hit them in the mouth that way. I appreciated that. Was that part of your big takeaway? Because that was one for me, is that I don't know that I had found peace with the idea of what this offense is, but I definitely had gotten to a place where I had found a way to calm myself to the idea of, this offense is going to do enough. And enough is one of those things that is a nebulous term, because sometimes enough ain't enough, if you know what I mean. That sounds wild.
Nah, I mean, it almost wasn't enough here.
And so, but the idea that every once in a while they can rev this thing up and throw that up there, I'm like, I like that as an idea if that remains within this offense. What were some of the big takeaways for you from this?
Yeah, so on that exact point, though, I thought the first touchdown to Higgins was just a matter of reading the defense perfectly and seeing where the safety shades over to Nico Collins. Shout out to Nico Collins for being a coverage dictator in that way, to kind of open up an opportunity for Higgins to just be young and fast and get open, right? And so he does that. That was kind of as simple as that.
You know what some of that was? I think the defense did not anticipate that this offense would go deep.
No, clearly not.
Because Tarheeb Steele, let me say his name properly, who was on Higgins, like, he's flat-footed until Higgins gets there, and he is flat-footed still. Like, he does not flip his hips and run with them as if he's thinking, that's a comeback route.
Right.
And Higgins just goes, I'm even, so I'm leaving.
Yeah, and they ran that a couple of times, or at least where, you know, Nico is short and Higgins is deep, right? So that was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But to your point of, like, them kind of standing up and saying, hey, we're not going to be this conservative dink-and-dunk offense. We're going to take shots. That stood out to me even more on the second touchdown with Jalen Noll, somebody who I know a lot of Texans fans have lamented is not involved enough, or does not seem to be involved enough or enough of a focus in their offense, especially as somebody who has like a unique particular skill set that they can't really replicate anywhere else within their receiving group. Like they just don't
not
have
even close.
They don't have another burner like that.
Not even
like,
close. Not they, not with Tank Dell still sitting on sidelines.
Exactly. So they've been trying to find the Tank Dell replacement feels like a stretch, but somebody that can do a similar thing. And we just kind of thought it would be Jalen Noel, and it just hasn't been as much as maybe you wanted it to be or thought it might be. And then there it is. It's like, okay, so where has that been all season? Like, and them kind of figuring that thing out. And I've talked to Jalen Noel in the locker room a time or two about, hey, just, you know, some of the improvements that he's tried to make in his route running and kind of how he attacks everything. And you can kind of see the trust, I think, growing between him and C.J. Stroud, between C.J. Stroud and Jaden Higgins. And that is, to me, the new element or the thing that the offense has unlocked. This is what stood out to me in the game because I've been asking about this or asking everybody on the offense about this. Hey, what do you guys feel like you got to unlock? What is it about the offense that you guys haven't found? Because if, like, tell me if this is just what it is, and we've had this discussion, like, this is just what the offense is, just tell me that, and I guess I just got to accept it. But when I ask and when I'm trying to figure out, it's like, what do they need to unlock? And nobody has quite said this, but in my mind it's been, hey, it's the rookies. It's the players that weren't necessarily involved early on in the season, that weren't necessarily reliable targets early on in the season. You're not going to Jaden Higgins on the first, on the third play of the game for a 75-yard bomb, right? Like, that's just not happening early in the season. It's not even a thought. You're probably not hitting Jalen Noel on the second drive of the game for a 40-plus yard bomb. It's just not happening. And so now that you've got that trust, now that these guys have developed in a way that you probably wanted them to be earlier on in the season, it adds a different dynamic to the offense. Now, doesn't mean everything is perfect because, as we'll talk about, it got kind of stagnant there toward the end or literally just right after that.
Okay, I want to get there because there's a lot of people on the YouTube page, on the text line that are like various different iterations of that same thing. Somebody was like, well, they clearly locked Nick Haley in a broom closet for the first 6 minutes. I think you have to give him his credit if you're willing to give him the demerits in other instances, because I do think that this, you give him some credit here. Like I said, that first touchdown play, the 75, was not 75 yards, was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 75 yards.
75 yards. Longest touchdown pass of C.J. Stroud's career to Jaden Higgins.
Right.
How about that?
I think that, as I mentioned, Tarheeb still sits down because of what has been put on tape and recognizing your tendencies and zigging where people expect you to zag. That is something that you have to give credit to an offensive coordinator for. Now, I would love if your tendencies weren't that everything is a comeback and the defense is going to sit on it. I would love if you were a little bit more variable in that way. But in this instance, I appreciate that you are at least able to make good on that. But I do want to go back. You're talking about the rookies, and this was a question I asked myself during this game, so much so that I wrote it down in my notes. Are the Texans finding more belief in the rookies? And because I don't know how much it's about belief, because I know that they've said, and sometimes you got to be careful taking them at that word, even though I think that that is the reasonable and fair thing to do, is to try and take somebody at their word. But you got to be careful because all of this is a managing of the conversation between us, the media, them, the principals, and what we're talking about here. But they've said, D'Amico, Ryans, Kaylee, that they trust these guys. And we've seen in various different instances, maybe more Jaden Higgins than Jalen Noel. But how much of this was it just shots were there to be had? And yeah, those are the shot guys.
Yeah, no, I think it's a little bit of both. Like I think belief kind of comes off as a little either cliche or cheesy a little bit, but you got to kind of look at where that belief actually comes from. Like them actually improving and actually getting open. Like there were times earlier in the season where there just always wasn't anywhere to go with the football. And now there is, right? And so that's where the belief comes from. It's from the actual improvement from the players. But then, as you mentioned, that the shots were actually there. I think we sometimes have a struggle accepting the offense as it is, whether it works or not. Like, so you asked, is this just the shots being there or those plays being there? That's the same offense that they've been running, right? It's just that these plays were there. They're not always there. They were in this case, as you mentioned, still is flat-footed and is not keeping up with Higgins. And then you get the safety help with Derwin James going over to kind of focus more on Nico Collins. Bam, Jaden Higgins is butt-naked wide open and it's a 75-yard touchdown. Jalen Noel honestly, man, that was just a case of him being faster than anybody else on the field.
And the influence of a deep hitch by Nico Collins brings that safety down. It's too high, mind you. That's the whole
in like, just enough time.
This is the modern NFL, right? This is the Vic Fangio influence on the National Football League, where too high safeties, you can't throw over top of them. Except when you have a guy like Nico Collins that impacts fear. This is what I talk about when I'm like, is this a number one wide receiver? This is the thing that gets me in trouble when I talk about Amon-Ra St. Brown, because I'm like, how much does he bend a defense?
Yeah.
And Nico Collins, if anybody ever talks crazy to you, point to the idea that Nico Collins created that second touchdown that Jalen Noel had, because that safety was like, damn, my responsibility is over top. Nico Collins right here, even if he's sitting down, I gotta help.
Yeah.
And that creates room for Jalen Noel to get across the face of the other safety, and boom, here we go, 40-some yards touchdown.
Man, he impacted both of them, and it was before he ever had a catch. Like, I forget how long it was before he actually finally caught a ball, but he had already impacted the game before he was even targeted because of this exact reason, because of exactly what we're talking about here, being a coverage dictator. But I do want to say this, though, about the whole Kaylee thing and some of what we're seeing in the chats and on the text line. Like, for me, I think they've got some issues. They've got some play calling issues. He is now, though, I feel like nowhere near the top of my list of issues. Like, if I had to look at it, he's not really it. For me, it's the offense itself that I don't like. It's not necessarily the play calling. And here's the thing. I feel like this is an overall team strategy, and Nick Caley's got to take the fall for it. But to me, it is an overall team strategy by the Texans to play with a lead. They're much more so built to play with a lead than from behind, right?
Without question.
Just based on how the offense is and all of that. But to play with a lead, to possess the ball, to not turn the ball over, and to allow the defense to pin its ears back and to help you win the game. And so, look, I've been saying this on this show and on other shows for as long as I have been able to or have been allowed to. They want to score 23 points. They had already damn near done that 3-4 minutes, however long it was into the game. It scored 14 points. Yeah, the play calling got conservative after that, because this is just what they are. And so we can have this conversation about whether we like it, or whether we believe in it, or whether we want to accept it. It's won you 8 straight games. It's brought you to the playoffs for a third straight year. And now you're in a position, like we talked about, kind of celebrating the moment of being able to be one of the teams among the group of AFC teams where it's wide open, where people think that you can actually make some noise in the playoffs. How do you feel about that? But this is the strategy. This does feel like who they are. The team that wants to play with a lead and then play keep away. That's what it has felt like so often throughout this 8-game winning streak, Reggie. It's like, instead of putting their foot on people's throats like everybody wants them to do, they're just kind of playing keep away. Let's keep the ball. Let's possess the ball. Let's not turn it over, which they did in this game, but it didn't quite come back to bite them, because even the Chargers could not take advantage of it. Which is another thing. I thought the Chargers kind of choked this game away. We haven't gotten to that part.
Buddy.
But aside from that, from a Texan strategy standpoint, they want the ball. That's it. They want the ball. Does that mean we get a touchdown? Does that mean that we punt? Does that mean that we get a field goal? I don't know. But we want the ball. That is how they kick it, man. We don't have to like it, but that's clearly how they kick it. And because the defense is so damn good, and because the quarterback, to his credit, has been making better decisions with the football, it's working. And the backup made good decisions with the football to start this winning streak. It's been working. I don't like it, but it's been working.
We've talked about this on this show as their recipe, and this is the recipe that they want. You know what this is a recipe for? And maybe this is because I've just been watching and reading too much Watchmen in my week off last week.
Okay, I could see that.
This is a recipe for borscht. Mm. Are you familiar with the Eastern European dish called borscht, which is a sour soup made with meat, stock, vegetables, and seeds? It's hearty. It sticks to your bones. Yeah. It keeps you going through a tough Russian winter. Is it fried chicken? Is it tres leches cake? Is it anything that like really tastes delicious? Maybe not, but it'll keep you going.
Will you borscht your way to a championship? Will you eat borscht to sacrifice? Will you sacrifice that to win a title, if it gets you a title?
I don't know, but this feels like a winter of AFC contenders where all you need is some borscht, baby. Get you through this winter.
Yeah.
Right? There is not the fear of a big-time team to come over and hit you, right? Because what you were alluding to, where you go, the Chargers did some things to mess this up for themselves.
Oh yeah.
In this game. And even still, like, because I was like, okay, that is, if I'm going to be the contrarian that sometimes my brain wants me to be, those are there. And I go, well, who amongst the teams in the American Football Conference do not do a little bit of that here and there? And I was like, I can't point to one.
Yeah.
And so go ahead and borscht it up, baby.
Eat your borscht, eat your Wheaties, drink your milk.
I think Dicker had too much borscht.
Buddy, man, I don't know how you ended up with. Shout out to Rich Eisen, who will come up again in this program, who made it very clear that, one, he did not broadcast a jinx, but two, that Cameron Dicker is the most accurate kicker in the league, and he missed two of them things, an extra point and a field goal.
Yeah, which amounts to 4 points, by the way, and the Texans won.
20-16, your Texans get victory points. Number 8 in a row. Here is victory number 11 on the season, and your Texans. I don't know how I got this many minutes into the show. Playoff bound, baby.
Yeah.
Playoff bound, baby. Clinch officially. Officially. We need to go ahead and get us another banner in here. We got a 2024 one up. 2025 playoffs. Your Houston Texans. Yeah. Solidify that with a 20-16 victory in LA versus the Chargers. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We'll return to this game. A lot to react to within this. Somebody said borscht is so bleeping good. Okay. Shout out to the 713 being cultured and knowing things about borscht.
All right.
All right. I didn't realize I would say borscht this much on a program ever in my life.
I'm going to have to get on that.
I don't know if you do, but hey.
If it's that healthy for you, man, I might need to.
Coming up next here on the program, speaking of getting on that, do the Rockets need to keep on with this particular thing? That thing? Tari Eason in the starting lineup. We'll talk about it next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atatula.
First down at the Charger 43. Stroud in the gun, one back Nick Chubb. CJ fakes the handoff, backs up deeper, now unloads long down the left side, and Jalen Nolan inside the five. He's in the end zone. Another bomb by Stroud. Second touchdown pass of the day.
All you got to do is call for him. Just ask where he is, and he'll show up.
And with that, the Texans put up the touchdowns that they needed to get a victory versus the Los Angeles Chargers. 20-16 was the final. That one made it 14-0. And at that point, they had wrangled away the game script, as I like to talk about it. Like, so at that point, they were able to apply a lot of pressure to the Chargers from that point on. And it was nice to see Jalen Nolan get involved in the action.
Yeah, and then just to point out, I think this has been pointed out in our chat so far, but that's a really good defense they were going up against. Like, the Chargers, I mentioned this going into the game, they were pretty good at everything. Like, it was probably the most well-rounded defense. Denver's probably the best defense that they've played. This is probably the best defense that they've played since then. And between them, Denver, maybe Seattle, like, this is among the best defenses that they've played and among the best defenses in all of the league. To get off to that kind of start and to be able to beat them in spots that they're normally not beaten in, right? Like, they were good across the board, right? Like, red zone, third down, passing, rushing the passer, run defense. Like, they rank pretty high in pretty much everything. All no low notes for the most part. And so to get off to this kind of start against that type of team, especially one that doesn't give up big plays, and to do it with a guy that you know has got big play ability, but it seems like you haven't made enough big plays with, was really cool for the Texans,
Without question. We'll talk more about this game as we continue here on a Victory Reaction Monday. I also want to react to another victory. Houston Rockets. A lot of Houston ones. I will try and keep them straight
it's
here
all
on
Houston
this
note.
Program. It is. H-Town over everything. Hold it down. But the Houston Rockets against a team that ostensibly should be good, but has had a little bit of a rough go of it this year, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and definitely have had a rough go of it against the Houston Rockets, rather, who have won the last three meetings, I believe, against this team.
Yes, against the Cavs, yeah.
And they did it again with, like, what at one point was a 30-point game. I don't remember what the final score was. If you need to know the score was a lot to a little.
Yes.
With the Houston Rockets. No Alperen Şengün in this game, and it did not matter all too much. Kevin Durant did a fantastic job of scoring early and kind of being the offensive hub.
Yep.
Early on. One of the things that was different in this game, though, Tari Eason starts in the starting lineup. How do we like the idea of Tari Eason, who recently returned from his, you know, month-long stint on the sideline, getting an opportunity to not just be a impact role player, but be a starter in this game?
Well, not just this game, but now he started the last two.
Oh, so yeah, because he started on Christmas, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got now two games in a row where, and it was to me even more notable in that game, in the Christmas Day game, because, and this was the beauty of it. This is what stood out to me. Like, they blow out the Cavs. That was there was just no suspense to that one. But against the Lakers, you get to see, like, the beauty of having Tari Eason on Luka Doncic and Amen Thompson on Austin Reeves. And you're like, well, wait a minute. Now I've got two high-level to elite defenders on their two high-level to elite perimeter players and primary ball handlers. So the fact that you can do this now, and it's not just a defensive thing, but also Tari Eason, you got to remember, before the injury, was shooting the ball lights out, pretty much career highs across the board. He had a stretch there where he was shooting from three, like he was like otherworldly from three for like a 4 to 5 game stretch there. So you've got that. You've got Tari Eason, who's got a credible jump shot.
I mean, he's still a 49% three-point shooter right now.
And a lot of that has to do with, like, the first, like, after the first two games, which he didn't make a three, there's like a 5 or 6 game stretch there where he's incredible, where he's like 60, maybe 70% from three.
And mind you, that's on volume. He's shooting about 5 of them a game.
And then in this game, he goes 2 for 3. Like, it was a kind of a quiet game, but he's 2 for 3 from, or 2 of 3 from three, and just adds an upgraded element. Like, whatever it is you're trying to accomplish when you start Josh Okogie, right? Like, we've seen 3 different iterations of their starting lineup, right? They got the double big, they got the Josh Okogie lineup, and then every now and then when they'll start Reed Shepard, right? But for the most part, it's been the Okogie thing. And what they're trying to accomplish there, the 3-and-D aspect of things, they're getting that, I think, multiplied with Tari Eason in the game. So, and it's Tari Eason specifically in the starting lineup. So I actually do like it for now. I don't think it obviously does not solve the point guard issues that everybody talks about and I think are real and valid, maybe a little bit overblown, but also real and valid. It does not necessarily touch on that, but it makes you better defensively and you have a credible shooter out there that stretches the floor for you.
You know what's funny? I love the point that you made of he gets to impact. He gets to be another player that impacts both sides of the court because you have a lot of dudes that feel like they're one or the other, right? You got Kevin Durant, who was clearly offensive guy. He gives you some nice help defensive things, but he is more of offensive guy. Amen Thompson, let's be honest right now, more defensive guy. Although he, you know, with him in the right circumstance, being able to be a, you know, slasher, be a off-ball cutter, be a dunker spot guy, he can impact on offense, don't get me wrong, but more of a defensive guy. Alperen Şengün, clearly more of an offensive guy. Quietly.
Not bad defensively these days.
Quietly getting a little bit better, but having some of those guys that affect both sides help pull all this together, and Tari Eason is absolutely that. I like that prototype. I wonder if Dorian Finney-Smith, as he gets healthier, will be able to do that, because he's also spot-up three-point shooter and very good defender that guards probably four positions. The thing that I like about Tari Eason in this role, and something that I want to watch to see if Dorian Finney-Smith should slide in when he gets up to speed, or if Tari Eason should hold down this role, is, you know what Tari Eason is? I like to call him a spark plug. He is an agent of chaos.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, he is somebody that gets the energy up, just generally defensively energy up, but he's getting in passing lanes, but not in a gambly sort of fashion. The thing that I will frequently kind of knock on Reed for a little bit, but obviously is still a good thing for Reed, but he does that without sacrificing the integrity of the defense. And so the way that you're talking about, like, he's not an offense creator, he's not. However, he creates transition opportunities, which is huge for an offense, especially if your half court ends up being a little groggy sometimes.
I also want to give him credit. This is one thing that I love about Tari Eason's game, or maybe just about his makeup. He improves every year. Like, every year it seems like he's added a little bit to his bag. Now, you still don't want him dribbling too much, but it seems like he adds a little bit to his bag that he didn't have the previous year. Like, he's got a play here in this, or I'm thinking about in the Lakers game, where he kind of goes, like, spin move behind the back, drives, and then wraps around the help defender,
yes,
to a man, where it's like, well, wait a minute, that was a little bit more dribbling than I ideally like to see from Tari, but he did it well, like nicely done, young man. So my point is, in saying that, is, like, he provides you the Josh Okogie stuff just
better than Josh Okogie.
Just better. Yes. Right? And it's not
younger and more athletic.
Right.
And it's
not
better.
And it's not a knock to Josh Okogie, because, I mean, shout out to him for providing that kind of depth and being an option for you and being able to.
I bet we could sit Josh Okogie right down in front of us and he'd be real with us. He knows he has been a nice role player in the league. And let's be honest, he's been playing over his skis, which the Rockets have needed early on in the season.
Exactly. But I love your point about just the impact, or the, what did you call him, a change agent?
He's a chaos agent.
A chaos agent.
I like to call him a I was about to say a catalytic converter. But he's a catalyst.
A catalytic agent. There we go.
Yes.
To use a Martin Luther King term, he's the only person I've ever heard.
Excuse me, sir. That is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Okay, fair enough.
Excuse me, sir.
I can't stand them.
Here he comes. Well, actually,
excuse me, sir. That is Dr. Martin Luther King, Reverend Doctor.
I'm just glad I didn't call him MLK. That sounds like, you sound like somebody to get mad at that. Don't call him MLK. That man's got a name.
He knows it too. He knows it.
But no, the thing I say about him is, like, you always know when he's in the game.
Yeah.
Like since his rookie year all the way up until now, Tari Eason cannot be in the game and you not notice it. And that's for better and or worse. And lately it's been more so for better than worse.
The only thing that's a downside with Tari Eason is if you lean on him, unfortunately, those injuries will take him away from times.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing, is if you lean on him as a starter, you're leaning on him for likely more minutes. And does that then have that negative impact? I don't know. But as of right now, in this time period, it's kind of nice having him be able to do all the things that we talked about, offense, defense, create transition opportunities. And you saw the benefit of it in a 17 win that felt more like a 30-point win on Saturday, and a Christmas Day victory versus the Lakers.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Dorian Finney-Smith point as well. I think it's important to note, like, nobody really expected him to be out this long, or at least I don't think from the fan base and from an outside perspective. We probably thought that he was going to be involved a lot earlier than it turns out that he has. And so Tari Eason being able to kind of just solve that issue and to fill that role until Dorian Finney-Smith is ready, or unless he's not ever ready, right? Which would be a disappointment, but at least you still have Tari Eason for the moment, at least. You still have him now to fill that role.
Oof. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Rockets are back in action tonight. They welcome in the Indiana Pacers. We'll talk more about that game as we continue on.
They should dog walk.
In the loop. They should. They should. Should doesn't always factor in sometimes, but I believe that they will.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, let's get to our question of the day, which, of course, on a Victory Reaction Monday is Texans Coded. Which Texan had the most impressive performance in the Chargers win? Impressive. Not best. Impressive. 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Second down and 15 for the Chargers from their 25. Herbert, shotgun, Hampton to his left. Two receivers right. Here's the snap. Herbert with a little time. He's sacked again. Barnett back to back sacks.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I don't know why it just sounded like I hit puberty right there or something. You are indeed in the loop, though.
We way past that.
OG,
we got gray in our beards.
It's the excitement, man. Texans back to the playoffs.
Yeah!
Yeah, man.
Playoffs for the third time in a row, the first time in team history that they have done three back-to-back-to-back playoff appearances, and that'll happen here in a week once they get past the Indianapolis Colts game with Week 18. That'll be fun, but They got to win on Sunday. I don't want to move past that.
Best era.
Or Saturday, rather.
Best era in franchise history.
Okay.
I mean,
you coming out the gate with that?
I'm just saying there's no other way to put it. When has this team, as you just mentioned, when have they ever gone to the playoffs 3 years in a row?
Has not happened.
Okay. Just until now?
Best single unit. of the Texans.
Didn't even think about it like that. But
when you talk about this defense.
Yes. Ooh.
Best single unit.
This defense better than the prime Kubiak era offenses?
Yes.
Yeah.
We can talk more about that.
I agree.
I got to get to the question of the day.
Let's move on. Let's move on.
Question of the day, though. In this 20-16 victory over the Los Angeles Chargers that put them in the playoffs, who had the most impressive performance? Not best, most impressive. You heard the bump back. Derek Barnett getting a couple of sacks back to back in that game. It was nice to see the defensive line in general against an opponent where we go, they should get a whole bunch of sacks. Actually get a whole bunch of sacks. That was fun.
Hey, I like that we came back into the segment or came back into the show with that highlight, because that's not somebody that I have a list of guys that could actually be. I only pick one. But he could have been on the list easily. Like, if you want to go impressive play or moment, that spin move, like the little kind of, it's like a little juke and then spin on the inside to go get Justin Herbert. Arguably the most impressive play, or could have been the most impressive play. He's not my pick, but I think that's a pretty good contender.
All right, who comes to mind for you?
For me, this is going to be a little bit outside the box.
And mind you, 713-572-4610 is how you get involved on the question of the day.
I'm going to go with Derek Stingley. Derek Stingley Jr. And I know the only time that he really stood out in this game was when he gave that little half-hearted shoulder into Justin Herbert on that scramble, and Justin Herbert just kind of kept going like he wasn't even there.
And then he missed a couple of plays after
it. Yeah, because he was hurt, because Justin Herbert is noticeably bigger than him. So, like, that play notwithstanding, though, I kept wondering throughout this game, like, yo, where's Keenan Allen at? Yo, where's Ladd McConkey at, right?
Yeah.
And you know, you would see Kamari Lassiter and Quentin Johnston going at it, right? That was something that they were interested in. They had the rookie tight end,
Gaston,
who really had a rough. He ended up making some plays at the end of the game. But the fact that Derek Stingley can just make a part of the field or a particular receiver or an aspect of a team's offensive game plan, Keenan Allen, their most reliable third down target, and has been for years, just came back, was in Chicago last year, but just came back, still is that for them. I know he had a key drop in this game, Keenan Allen did, but the fact that you can just put Derek Stingley Jr. On a, albeit older version of Keenan Allen, but still, I think between him and Ladd McConkey, Justin Herbert's most trustworthy targets, and that you can put Derek Stingley over there and it just become a non-factor in the game. Like, we went large stretches in this game. He had one catch for 17 yards, and he had another one that he should have caught that he didn't, that I think was a third down play. But the non-existence of Keenan Allen, Derek Stingley Jr. was my most impressive.
Okay. That's interesting. That I would not have thought about Sting, and that's kind of the point, right? When you're talking about a lockdown cornerback of his caliber, you don't really think about him. I don't remember what play exactly. I do remember now. It was Justin Herbert was looking for something, and Ladd McConkey got covered up because it was play action. Linebackers did not bite one bit, which the linebackers, especially when Aziz is in there with that green dot on there, they are so good at not biting on play action. The best look was an over the middle route from Ladd McConkey. That wasn't there because the linebackers didn't bite. And then you got, you know, the swing. He had to throw a little swing pass over to Amari and Hampton to the left side. Petrie's all over. He gets a tackle right about the line of scrimmage. On that play, they got somebody over on the right side just streaking, and that guy is out of the play because Stingley is like, don't worry about it, guys. Y'all go over there.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I'm over here.
I'm glad you mentioned the linebackers, too. They're so dialed in. The linebackers on this team, so dialed in.
How'd you feel about one Henry To'o? Because last week he had a little bit of a rough one with the added responsibility of having the green dot with the Z's out. This game, there was maybe a play or two where I saw it felt like he was – maybe trigger happy, got to the wrong gap. But for the most part, it felt like you had that same explosive, energetic Henry To'o that you typically know and love.
I'm going to be real. He could be the right answer. I think I kind of got a little cute with my answer and tried to think a little bit outside the box. And I was truly impressed by Derek Stingley and him shutting down an entire aspect of the Chargers offense. But when you talk about just cliche, hair on fire, you know, running to the football.
Is he the most hair on fire-ist Texan?
He certainly was in this game. Like, this was swarm. Like, swarm, if you were to look up a swarm, if there was a swarm emoji or a swarm gif, whatever the proper one is.
It is gif.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'll take your word for it. That's right. Whichever one it is. If you were to search that, it should be Henry Tortora in any number of his plays in this game. So I think that he might be the most worthy of this award that we're given here, the most impressive Texan in this game.
All right, so we continue the question of the day here, 713-572-4610. And I'm not going to lie, I thought that I might have had a novel thought, which, look, let's be honest, no thought is entirely novel under the sun, but I thought I might have had one in appreciating this particular player and his performance in a similar way as Stingley, because it did not necessarily pop per se. And, of course, that means it's defensively, because if you're on offense and you're not popping, it's probably not going to be something of particular note.
That's your offensive lineman, maybe.
Fair. But the text line, I've seen his name 3 times already, so apparently we got listeners that know ball. We should have known that, but yes.
Of course.
Are you familiar with number 38 in your program? Kayvon Wallace.
Ah, yeah, okay.
And shout out to Colin Neal, also made note of this before the game. I thought, I was like, oh, man, I got some for these people. I'm going to hit them with, y'all know, Kayvon Wallace.
Okay.
Who was previously on the practice squad? He's been on the roster for a little bit here. I don't remember when they made that move. Was it a couple weeks back?
Yeah.
But it was quiet and no fanfare. But this might be the move that I think makes a big deal. Because for me, last week against the Raiders, I felt like this defense, I was like, ooh, are we seeing the knife's edge dull a little bit? Because the defense is the knife that ultimately dictates what you're doing, right? And, you know, the interior of the defensive line, the linebacker stands Azeez Al-Shaair, and maybe more importantly, the safeties, that spine of the defense, I was like, ooh, it looks weaker. Is this going to be a thing that attrition of football where injuries, when the defensive line is concerned and the safeties, and then, you know, various different wearings down are going to make this defense less of a nuclear bomb?
Yeah.
And this week it was like, no, we're back at it. And one of the guys that was part of that is Kayvon Wallace. Have you noticed that in the last couple of weeks, I think in order to protect Miles Bryant has been the deep safety as opposed to Kalen Bullock, who is the noted ball hawk. He played center field when he played baseball. Like, he's a dude that ranges. They had him playing box safety the last couple of weeks. And I think that was because of the circumstance that they had with Miles Bryant as probably not a box safety. So maybe that's a better suited. They put Kayvon Wallace in there and he was like, I got the box safety stuff down pat. He looked very good in this game.
Yeah. No, I cannot argue with that. No notes. I mean, Kayvon Wallace has been excellent. That's an even deeper cut probably than the Derek Stingley thing, because we expect that from Derek Stingley. Somebody goes out there with number 38. You're like, yo, who even is that? And this is what it is. Like, they credit to them to constantly be able to find a guy like this. Like, he is like today's Tim Settle, right? Like a guy that just kind of came out, or today's Tommy Togiai. Right, a guy that kind of came out of nowhere, and then there he is, like, just like playing for you and playing significant snaps for you. I think that's a good pick as well.
A great one that comes up on the 281. I've seen people talking about the offensive line, and I'm trying to say the nice things and not do the thing where I am the jerk that
you
has to try and
so
burst the bubble.
Hard on
I know
the offensive line.
I know,
man. You're such an offensive line hater.
I am. I'll
not in good
that.
Times like this, dog.
That's why I've been holding
Come
my
on,
tongue. You ain't
man.
See me. You're not going to give me no credit for holding my tongue.
All right, yeah, you did hold
Thank you. I appreciate you. From the 281, Blake Fisher, honorable mention. And I will say, pretty solid. Pretty solid at left tackle. He wasn't great. I'm not going to try and blow smoke. I never will. He ain't allowed no pressures.
Okay, so the segment was most impressive player of the game.
Honorable mention. It is impressive to have to step in at left tackle.
It is a disservice to all of the players who are actually impressive in this game.
Fair enough.
No disrespect to Blake Fisher for going out there and filling in admirably, but he is, if there's a list of 10 players, he is somewhere around 11 or 12.
Okay. All right. I will move quickly past that, and I will.
Shout out to him, though.
My time is far spent, but I would also like to salute, and we'll have more opportunity as the show rolls on. How about the running back tandem of Woody Marks and Jawar Jordan?
There we go. We should have probably gotten it in before.
Is that the most impressive Woody Marks, especially seeing as he continues to salt games away?
Yeah, it's the timeliness of it. It's the fact that you feel like they were able to give it to him early, they were able to give it to him late. And that was what was most impressive about it. It wasn't a whole lot of great runs in between, but they stayed committed to it, or at least committed enough to it. And then when it was nut cutting time, when it was actually time to ice the game, and they've done this a time or two now, you were able to rely on RB1, which is Woody Marks.
Love it. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Keep those question of the day answers coming in. Who did you feel was the most impressive Texans in this 20-16 victory? But coming up next, let's go around the NFL, where there was a number of games of interest, including, damn, Indy, you couldn't do it once when we want you to? We'll talk about that and more next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.